This is CliffCentral.com. Over here just doing math.
Yo!
Girl, get off my foot.
I love that DJ who does that thing. You know that guy that we won't talk about? I like that guy. He's so cool. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Sipping Tea with Timi Miraki, Sans Mabali. And today, I have a lovely guest with me. Now, this is a good friend of mine. This is one of the smartest, sexiest women I know of color. Because for every race, I've got a woman. And she is my representative.
Wonderful. I'm glad to represent. I want to represent. Now I'm under pressure. Now I've got to be sexy and smart at the same time.
Honey, try not to hurt yourself.
I'm trying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Nkuli Sibeko.
Hello, 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 hello.
How are you, my darling?
I am so good.
Yeah?
I'm so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have perhaps bought real estate under a rock,
please get out from under that rock. Get out.
Nkuli Sibeko was famous for being a cast member of City Sescon.
What? City Sesla.
City Sesla.
That did put me on the
map. It's very early. It did put you on a map because yes. You were on, number one, you were on Welfare TV.
I was. So access to everybody. Yes.
And
5 million at one point.
SABC One. Mm. You were ginormous.
I was. Bendim cool.
Mm-hmm. But continue to tell us your CV because you produce a lot of film.
Yes. I write. Mm-hmm. Lord, name a sitcom I've written on it.
Yep. She's even written for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I am now producing. I wrote my first feature film 2-3 years ago. Wow. Produced it myself. Went to the Pan African Film Festival.
What?
In competition, brother. In competition. I wasn't just there in some tent that someone hired. No,
what?
I was in competition. Competing against amazing, amazing movies from all over the globe.
And how did you do?
We got a really, really great audience response, but we didn't win.
But you got a great audience response.
We did. At the start. I was amazed. We got Americans to read a film because the film is in this class. I took a film to America that is 80% is Xhosa.
Wow.
We translated Shakespeare's sonnets into is Xhosa.
Yeah. Wow.
And we got a really, really great response. We got interest in buying it as well. I remember someone was like, wanted to buy the script from me because he thought that he could do this, the remake in America. And I was
wow.
You go, brada. You go. You can take the script. Take it. I just want royalties, me. Royalties.
And she's also one of the brains behind Za News. So
yeah, I'm on the writing team for Za News.
Your favorite puppets.
Yes, yes,
Puppet
yes.
Nation.
Yes. When you have a puppet, you know you've made it.
Yes.
You
yes.
must know. If you don't have a puppet on Puppet Nation, you are not popular.
And
you're
then,
not quite.
While you think we've filled her schedule, we haven't. She still manages to be a mother on top of all of that.
I have two wonderful children. And they're lippy as
Lippy as fuck.
My word.
They're your daughters. What else were you expecting?
Yeah, my mother always laughed. She's like, the apple didn't fall far.
No, it was a quiet day that
She's
day.
On that cha-cha tip.
The weather was fine. Sun was out. Not even a single breeze was blowing that day. When that apple fell from the tree, gravity.
It didn't even roll.
Gravity was overdoing itself. Gravity was like, let me outperform and just let this thing drop in a straight line right by me. Bloom, bloom. Right there by the root of the very tree itself is where.
So you know they're cute as hell as well.
Yes, they are gorgeous.
They'd be like, oh, Mama, we know we're cute.
But you were telling me one of them was called a yellow bone and did not take a liking.
She did not take lightly to it. She was like, Mama, he called me a yellow bone. How can he even see my bones?
My bones are white. love it. I love it. Right. So welcome to Sipping Tea, my friend.
Thank you for having me on Sipping Tea.
Oh, wow.
Mm, I'm liking the Sipping Tea business. Yes. I'm liking it. What are we sipping tea over?
No, we sip over. Whatever is moving your spirit.
Fantastic, fantastic.
I called you in as well because of your honesty. You're one of those girls. We know, you know those girls who when they speak, you know you're going to get your panties in a twist if you're not relaxed about yourself in life.
And you have to be relaxed about life because sometimes I have this thing where the thought comes, né?
Mm.
And then there's no filtration system between the thought and my mouth.
Hashtag no filter. Oh, God.
Just no filtration system. So yeah. I'm that person who, like, at celebrity events, I walked up to a really well-known celebrity and I literally just walked up and was like, ah, there's a guy who doesn't answer phone calls.
Oh,
hi,
wow.
How you doing?
Oh.
And I didn't realize I was still on stage and people were around us.
Oh, wow.
And mics are still on.
Oh, even better.
I was like, whoops.
Oops, she did it
well,
again.
Now everybody knows about you.
No. So what moved me, my friend? Now, you are successful in every aspect, you know?
Thank you.
And you have not allowed yourself...
My trainer doesn't agree.
Your trainer? Yeah, I've seen you look fantastic. What does your trainer want? Does he want you to now be a stick figure? Or does he want you to be sprinkler? Does he or she want you to be looking like Xena or female warrior woman?
I think he's aiming for Xena warrior princess. Can I just look good in my clothes?
Yeah, because you look fly. And just the right
Thank
level
you.
Of thick.
Thank you.
Just that right
Thank
level.
You. Just
you know,
a little, just a
you
little
know
bit
that
of
thick. The way the brother's going, yo, but my hands are itching. Why? Why am I feeling somehow magnetically inclined in that
just a little,
direction?
Just a little bit of yes. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And I find it interesting that in an industry where, you know, you're under this big magnifying glass, you actually were able to get out of your marriage. You were married for a while. You were happy. Yeah. It was very public. Your relationship was out there.
Yeah.
We saw you guys everywhere together. Yeah. And you were very loud about your love for each other.
Oh, dude. We were so in love.
You were so in love. It was like you were relationship goals. You were those people tag. Hashtag relationship goals.
Yeah, you got to watch out about those hashtags.
Yeah, yeah. And I love, what I do love, I mean, which is a weird thing to say in a situation that is obviously that draining, is your breakup was not as loud.
Yeah.
It was so dignified. It was so... Yeah. You actually paced it out.
Yeah. No,
and by the time everybody found out, you guys had...
It was done.
You guys had settled. Yeah, it was done.
By the time, like, we saw something in the paper, I was like, oh, aba late. You're so late.
By then, they're like, can I which ex?
So behind. I was like, he's not behind.
Wow. That's good, because then you didn't have that to just be on top of everything else that you must have been feeling and going through, right?
No, I mean, it was hectic. It took, it was a long, drawn out. You don't just leave a marriage. Mm. You don't just, like, you know, step out the door like you're stepping out of a car. No.
Yeah.
you can't be doing that.
Unless you're Kim Kardashian.
You know? And I don't know. I'm not that person who plans to be married 5 times in my lifetime. I mean, it might happen. Yeah. I'm not discounting it. It might happen. But you don't just leave. It took a long time. Yeah. There was a lot. I've got kids. You have to protect them. Mm. You know, Google's a real thing. When they're like in their teens, their friends are going like, who your mama? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this dodgy, what is that? What was she doing there?
Yeah.
So I don't want my kids to, like, you know, be Googling me in 10 years time and go, oh, mom.
I think there are a lot of things we're not considering right now, hey? I mean, I know with my stand-up as well that it's quite edgy. And there was a time in an interview where someone said, so are you going to let your children see your comedy? And I'm going, it's not about whether I let them or not. They're going to see it anyway. Yeah. But will I be afraid of what they'll find? And I realized, no. And as long as
they know you,
as you're not afraid,
you
have met, they live with you, those poor, they have tried not to. I caught them little ninjas trying to run away. I'm like, hey,
lock that gate. Stop that child.
I electrocuted everything.
Bring him down.
But I don't want to talk about the breakup. I actually want to talk about you now.
Yeah.
Watching... You know, you remind me of Mariah Carey to a degree in
Wow.
You know how when Mariah left that dude and then she just came out and she just flourished. So you were flourishing before.
Yeah.
Then you literally, you went quiet. I wouldn't even say you slumped. You completely withdrew. Mm. But then you came back with a bang. I remember first time I saw you, you had a mohawk. You were fair. You had just come back from overseas. I was like, what?
Traveling, baby. Getting your stamps and that passport.
So... if you have these lippy daughters,
yeah,
and you are as hot as you are, because I'm sure many a man half your age are thinking you're the same age. How are you navigating that space? How's dating? How's that side of life?
Getting back into dating is insane. Niggas be cray. Niggas be cray. There is something wrong with the men out there. Not all of them, just the ones who talk to me for some strange reason.
And by the way, for those who don't know Nkuli, when she says niggas be cray, she does not mean black men. She means men generally.
Men in general.
When she says nigga, from this mouth, it is not as specific as a historical meaning.
No.
She means men.
No. They come in all shapes and sizes and colors and hues. Yeah. And they're all crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. They aren't all crazy.
Yeah.
I just meet my fair share. but getting back into dating is crazy. There's rules. There's new rules that there's I didn't rules. Know. Dude.
From when we were dating.
The last time I went on an actual date had been in 2005. Because I met my ex-husband in 2005. Okay. So that was a long time ago.
Whoever was born then is like 11 years old now.
Dating was different.
Okay.
Now things have changed.
Now what? Do you start dating on social media? Then your next date is live.
I tried that actually. I tried the Tinder.
Oh.
Tried the Tinder.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
And I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Did you try the Tinder for the hookups? Or did you try the Tinder for I'm trying to date and meet someone?
A bit of both.
Duncan is giggling like, yeah, right.
A bit of both. Because I mean, let's be honest, like it takes a really long time to get to know someone on Tinder, but you know what they look like. and pretty much decide immediately if they're gonna get it or not.
Is it? But not are there people? Do they really look that way when you meet them? Is that really them? Or
I've only actually physically met two people that that I found interesting enough on Tinder to actually then go out and meet in person.
Yeah.
And the one looked exactly like his profile and was the person that I had met online, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And the other one, I was like, Kanti, who are sending messages for you? whose picture? Like, you can't put a 10-year-old picture on Tinder, people. You can't.
So he arrived and
there was
double him.
So now you are balding and now you have him covered. I was like, this is not the person I swiped.
This is not the person.
If you'd put a picture of you now on there, I would have swiped the other left. Way.
So what did you do? What do you do in a situation like that?
Unfortunately, I'm nice. So
you let it end nicely?
I did.
But then you blocked him on your phone.
No, so I did say the whole like, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. because there's a lot happening in my life right now.
Oh, wow.
And I was just trying out the social thing. And but it was really good to meet you and we should definitely stay in touch. And then blocked him.
Oh, wow. But so tell me, when you meet in person, do you meet in person? Or is it a let's meet in person and then see if you want to shag?
You meet in person in a public space. In a public space.
Amen. Hotels
Serial
are public.
Killers are a real thing.
Wow. Hotels are public. Come on.
No, you don't do the hotel lobby. You meet like in a public space.
Yeah.
And then in the public space, you can then go, well, you know, I have a lovely bottle of wine in my house.
Yeah.
You can do that. And that's always an option.
How do you protect your daughters from that?
They have a wonderful father.
Okay.
They have a wonderful father who has them on weekends and all school holidays and long weekends.
Okay.
So as soon as they're like, they pack their bags and they're out the door, I'm like,
oh, wow. So are you doing it like that so that if you do meet the one, then you'll introduce them maybe?
I had a bit of a thing about that recently, actually, because there is no point. I was in two minds about it, and then I decided just to take the plunge and introduce them, because there's no point in wasting your time with someone who's not going to like your children or your children aren't going to like. Because there is no future there. If your kids don't like that person, there is zero future. this is not going to work. also, there's a whole like protecting them. Like, you know, you can't be introducing them to everyone. So I had a bit of do I introduce them to this guy? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then eventually I was like, nah, do it. Yeah. And that actually worked out quite nicely. They were very like,
they were a bit, oh, mommy has a boyfriend.
Oh, did you tell them that's your boyfriend? You go, this is my friend Peter. You were like, hey, my kids are smart. I may as well put it out there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, they're smart people.
They'll have a healthy view of dating, basically.
So hopefully that they have a healthy view of dating. Yeah. Because they're watching mom interact with someone. Yes, we like chat on the phone and then also like in person. And mom gets dressed up and goes out sometimes. And they have the sitter with them. So they kind of like... I'm hoping that it's a healthy view of dating. That's what we hope.
Okay.
But yeah, they know me, so that's the thing. You can't hide who you are from your kids.
You can't. If you're really a freak, you're a freak.
They know. Like, even like I do my clubbing things when I'm away with their dad. But when we're at home on Sunday morning and we're twerking,
oh my God. Okay.
When we're like having little dance parties to Rihanna.
Yeah. Whack, whack, whack. Because these girls must know. We don't have time for bless us here. Whack, whack. Bless.
So
yeah.
I don't think they're under any illusions that mom doesn't dance like this when she's elsewhere.
Okay. But I'm just reading joy, Brian. Good feelings. Like, did you never struggle with depression in this thing? I mean,
I did.
Wasn't it exhausting?
I did. I was on antidepressants for 6 months.
Snap.
Yeah, I was on antidepressants for 6 months. But that was during the process of leaving. Of the hard work, and I went to what started out as couples therapy ended up in full on psychiatric lockdown.
Damn. For both of y'all or just for you?
No, for me.
Sure.
For me.
So your cray proper came out.
It proper came out.
Sometimes, are we allowed to call it cray?
Sometimes I'm like that. And other times I'm like, it's his fault.
But are we allowed to call it cray? I mean,
I think it was emotional overwhelmed emotionally, being so frustrated with where you are. And for me personally, it was who I had become. I did not recognize myself in the mirror anymore. I really didn't. And so sitting in a psychologist's office trying to work through relationship problems when you don't even know who you are at the time turned into... I had a really great team, though. My psychologist and then the psychiatrist later, because that's who then locks you up.
Yeah, but you were living like a white woman with problems.
That's who then locks you up.
Yeah, but you were like a white woman with problems. You had a team, a psychologist, a psychiatrist.
Medical aid, Baba.
You didn't have aunts going, a woman must be strong.
No, there was some of that, but... Like I said, I withdrew from a lot of that because there were too many voices. There were too many voices, too many people who knew so much. I'm like, you're not in my house. How do you know so much when you're not in my house? That makes no sense. How are you telling me what to do with my life when you're not in my kitchen in the morning? It makes no sense. I'm glad that my ex-husband was so open to the idea of therapy and... He was so relieved when he was like, when they locked me up, because he was like, I knew there was something wrong with him. I knew.
Wow. That's a happy ex right there. It ain't about me, it's all her. Yeah, but you see, I want to talk about that depression thing, because I saw that for a couple of days, hashtag my depression looks like was trending on Twitter. And what disturbed me was the overwhelming number of women who were responding to this thing. I think I only saw two guys in that whole time. Two male. I may have missed others, but honestly, I just saw
women. I don't know
women.
How the men are escaping it. I don't know. Is it just because we're like, black women are under so much pressure right now? I mean, I was saying to a friend of mine the other day, I don't want to be superwoman. I mean, I'm pulling it off, but I don't want to be superwoman. I just kind of have to be. And I think that pressure is very, very heavy. It's very, very big. And I think it gets a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's huge. You have this amazing, amazing potential. And we're in for me personally, I'm in a phase of, South Africa 2016. I can do anything. I could do anything.
It's a great time to be alive.
Oh my word, it's a fantastic time to be alive. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I have to do everything.
And
drawing that line is interesting.
Yeah, but it looks like for me, there were women from all walks of life talking about this thing. Someone just sent in a message now saying that, so my girlfriend's baby daddy threw my girlfriend's daughter a jumping castle second birthday party. And she said it would have been awkward. Really stepfather issues. I wasn't ready. The next day, all I could do was buy a teacup set and cake for the 2-year-old. Oh, so when you're an ex and you're competing with the dad, and it's not about you. It's about the kid. Yeah.
It really isn't about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to any courthouse and argue about them damn kids. I'll tell you it's not about you.
It's not about you. It's about the babies.
Yeah.
So don't try and get involved. Don't try and outdo the biological parents. Like,
because especially to like little girls, daddy's the hero.
Yes.
Let daddy be the hero.
Let daddy be the hero.
You be you.
Yeah.
You be you.
And be grateful they're acknowledging these children. Because at some point, they might blame it on you that this person's not there.
Yeah. Uncle's mang mang.
Yeah. If it weren't for you, my daddy would be here with me right now throwing me jumping castles. And one leg. But yeah, so back to this depression thing, right?
Yes.
So it got me curious, this thing of my depression looks like, because I was like, is it a thing? Is this a statistic thing that so many women are depressed, right?
Especially and black women.
Especially black women. Yeah. This is what disturbed me. It says, I read an article online. It says women of color are more likely than Caucasian women to share a number of socioeconomic risk factors for depression, including racial, ethnic discrimination, lower educational and income levels, segregation into low status and high stress jobs, unemployment, poor health, larger family sizes, marital dissolution, and single parenthood.
Mm.
So basically, this is our lives.
Yeah.
So our lives are depressing us.
Factors for depression.
That is. But then it got worse. This was when it came home for me.
Yeah.
When they said married women have higher rates of depression than unmarried women.
Ah, typical.
But the reverse is true for men. Wow. So men are thriving.
That's so telling.
So men are sucking the joy out of us in marriage, if I'm to understand this article correctly. It says marriage seems to confer a greater protective advantage on men than on women.
Yeah.
In unhappy marriages, women are 3 times less likely as men to be depressed.
That is hectic.
Women's risk of depression.
These people drive us crazy.
Heaven.
These people, like, I have this once is, heard that there is no such thing as a crazy woman. Men make us crazy.
Mental illness. It's a mental illness.
The word is right there.
It's been sitting at us, looking at us there. It's manic depression. Manic depression.
Why do we let these people do this to us, though?
Oh my God. What do you take away from this? I mean,
maybe the lesbians are happy.
Oh wow! So if you want to reach Nirvana, if you want to be happy, if you want to, this is our Zion. This is our. We have to. This is scary. So we must. Let me understand this. We must be lesbian.
Yeah.
And preferably unmarried.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because marriage doesn't work for women.
Be happy.
So marriage was made for gay men.
I think it really was.
Because that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm hearing from this study right now.
That's who's happy. Yeah.
Men are thriving. They're feeling more protected.
Thriving in marriage.
It's protective for them. But I think it's also because in a marriage, it's an easier place to assert power. It's an easier place to be given that patriarchal.
And also you have emotional security with someone who. Because I know, like, because there's a lot of pressure on men, surely, to be all manly. But when you're married, you have someone who's over there with you all the time, giving you emotional support, otherwise known as your wife. But that's like really.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You stopped distracting me with your.
I'm
funny
sorry.
Sign
I'm sorry. I'm speaking to my producer.
This English is rented number one. It's not my home language.
Sir.
And then you are distracting me.
Sir.
My language.
But if women are so outspoken, we are so outspoken. I feel like we are probably the loudest people out there. Are we talking
about real things? I have got a lot fewer friends now than I did when I was married or before I was married, because I've recently cut out people who I can't talk real things about. If I can't honestly, genuinely tell this person how I am feeling when they say, "Hi, Nkuli, how are you?"
Yeah.
If I can't give you a genuine answer, you are not my friend, you are an acquaintance or a colleague.
I love how she punctuates a consonant. You're an acquaintance or a colleague.
Not a friend.
Nothing more. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know I'm in there.
With my health.
Yeah, and it's helping me as well because I found that on those days where we get together, granted, it always ends up with four bottles of wine lying empty and you and I in tears. But we let it out. Yeah. We have those conversations.
It's important to have real friends.
Yeah.
And I think people underestimate the value of having real people in your life.
Yeah.
Like real people. You can't. Oof, I look at them, some of these, like, if I told my younger self, if I could speak to her, I would be like, eh, Sisiwe, see that girl there? Doesn't like you. That one there doesn't like you. Step away from that girl. She's slowing you down. Sure. You know, if I could have done that, that would be great. And I do that now. And it's one of the reasons I am a happier human being now is I don't interact with people who don't love me.
But aren't those the girls that your man will then tell you to avoid? Like, I don't like that Pamela. Pamela is always saying controversial things. Pamela must go jump in a lake.
What did Pamela see you do? My next question. What does Pamela know about you? Is my next question.
But now tell me, do you think men are thriving in marriage and we aren't because we give up so much? We're ready. It's almost like for us, it's a given that we need to sacrifice stuff for our men. And they can say they're sacrificing, but are they really giving up their happiness? Or are they really...
Nah.
It's a sacrifice which for them is like, because as the man, in a manly way.
These are my rights.
I don't get it.
I don't know. For me, that was true. For me, I gave up large chunks of myself in order to fit into the role that I had assumed was the good wife.
So
I'd be lippy.
And I'd be like, hey.
And then suddenly you're like, and find yourself in being told what a good wife is and a good wife, like a penduli. So you find yourself biting your tongue. And the more you bite your tongue, the more like you let things build up because you really do want to say,
And
you're trying to be respectful and you're trying to be a good wife and you have to repress like big chunks of yourself. And I think I did that too much. I gave up more than I should have.
Sure.
Without requiring.
But in defense of men, sometimes we give up these things without them telling us.
No, you know.
On some level, I also feel like why they get so hurt. I think part of the reason why men are also so hurt and sometimes bitter when you leave them and you're telling them the things that are their fault. And they go, how the hell is it 20 years later that you're telling me this thing? How is it that it's 5 years later you're leaving me?
Yeah.
And all those things I wasn't even doing. You chose to do these things. I thought it's what you wanted.
When we had a discussion, you were like, oh, no, okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So women must just own the fact that you are also depressing yourselves. You are messing yourself up.
Who told us what this good wife thing was?
Well, for some of us, it was when the lobola was being paid and those aunties shut you in the bedroom and they were telling you what a good wife is. I am one of those girls. I sat in a room where, you know, you're hearing things and you can see yourself jump out of your body and go, as you are listening, you had better be freaking sifting through this ish because some of this ish sounds like feminism is going to vomit all over them. You know what I mean?
It just doesn't
sound right. Yeah. All right. I mean, one of the things I was told, I will never forget. They said, Tumi, it does not matter how angry you are, how big the fight. You do not nisha your man. You do not deprive your man.
But how do you
of the gift of
angry.
The diamond between the legs. You do not deprive your man of Lesotho.
Wow.
Imagine. Wow. I was saying, but I'm like,
but
guys,
I'm angry.
I can't do angry
no,
sex.
I can't angry sex.
I'm sorry.
No, I must.
When I'm angry, Kuch is also angry. We are both angry. Kuch is on strike. Kuch is on shutdown. I am sorry. Let's take a break while I deal with my emotions on this one.
The Jozi Urban Trail and Obstacle Run is back on the 28th of May. Challenge your friends. Challenge your family. Enter the 12 or 18 kilometer adventure or 6 kilometer fun run. Whether you want the scenic route or the adventurous route, the choice is yours. With nothing stopping you, it's go time. The Hollard Jura, brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Enter at josieadventure.co.za.
It's interesting because now my lovely producer here, Duncan the Pumpkin, such a sweetheart, was talking about how for him, how he treats his woman is just based on the fact that he watched his mom being a wife.
Yeah.
So that's his reference, and that's kind of what he's expecting. But what he's learning from his girlfriend is she's not going to do that.
No.
So I think she's on the right track, because he's saying as the new millennials, you know, they arrive with this thing, but the girls are so independent. They're like, it's very nice that that's what your mother did.
That's nice.
But I as mama, you tell me what your mother did, but I as mama, I'm going to do mama way.
Yeah, we've had very different lives from our mothers. We're doing more. Not my mother. My mother makes you look bad. But
yes, your mother just graduated.
Yeah. She just finished her seventh degree.
Seventh degree,
yeah.
Baba.
Yeah.
She raised children. How many of you are there? How many are you?
Four.
Four children. A husband she still has.
36 years in.
36 years in. Mm. And she, seventh.
She's now advocate Sbeko.
Wait, so she's actually one of the X-Men. I'm sure she's one of the X-Men. Yeah. Like her superpower she replicates herself.
And then she does this thing that I think that is what Duncan is talking about, how so she's this powerhouse, and I watch my parents like spar at home, because it looks like sparring sometimes. And then whenever we're in a public space, like family gatherings, she puts on her little duk.
Yeah,
she wraps her little scarf around the thing, and then whenever she wants to say something to my dad, she goes, "Jol, ben kusana nawe phandle," and then they step outside. They step outside, or they go into the car, and they have a little powwow, and they whisper, and then they come back in. But the appearance of respect is always afforded my dad, especially in public.
And that women must keep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you're going to go into that institution, like it or not, you're not going into it to challenge it. You're going into it because now you're playing into its rules.
And for me, rules are he needs to feel respected.
Respect.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's the thing. A male friend of mine was actually saying the same thing, is that he's finding that, because also he watched his mom, and he's finding that he's being surrounded by these amazing, talented, like great women who are just condescending as all get out. And he's like, it's great that you're smart. I love that you're smart. But why are you being condescending? Why are you going to make me feel stupid?
Yeah.
Because he feels, that makes him feel disrespected. And then he's like, that immediately I'm not attracted to you anymore. Immediately. And you're saying, like, please tell successful women out there, yes, sometimes they don't mean to do it, but we know you're smart. We know you've got your things going. That's great. That's great. Please go ahead. Be you. But it's a male flaw that's built into their DNA, that they need to feel that the woman that they're interacting with on a personal level respects them.
But does that mean we should dumb ourselves down?
No. I was like, that was my response when he said as well.
Yeah.
And we were having that conversation, and he was like, I was like, I'm not going to dumb myself down. Smart is part of my DNA.
Yeah.
So what? You want respect? That's your DNA, but smart is who I am.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's great. Be smart. It's how you're talking to me.
Oh.
It's the difference. It's the difference between that dumb. When he says something.
okay.
And I think you might be mistaken, because I read an article that said this. There's a difference between I think you're mistaken, that
and
dumb man.
And just because you're earning highly, now you're already offering to pay his rent, but he never said he can't afford rent. But now you're going,
because then now he feels emasculated. Now all bedroom prospects have just died, because when his ego is damaged by you emasculating him, you know, then that's also why my male friends guys are the key to to life.
So male friends, not friends. So we got it wrong when we were like, going fag hag, have a gay best friend.
Need a male friend
as a point of reference, as your Yoda.
Dude, I'm gonna give a shout out to my friend Hisham.
I've been
going strong for 19 years. He and I.
Now that's a successful marriage right there.
19 years, man. I know Hisham.
Oh yeah.
and he was just telling me like little things like when the bill comes, don't reach, don't assume you can't afford it. That's emasculating. Don't do it.
But what if I asked you out on this lunch and it's my treat, and I said, let's go out, my treat? Why
did you now say it's my treat? Why did you tell the poor man that he can't afford?
No, but if it's my treat,
before you've gone anywhere.
No, but Nkuli, I'm inviting you because I miss you and I want to hang out with you.
So like, why is it got to be your treat?
I want to catch up with you.
Why is it got to be your treat? Have you not heard? Did you not read your Bible?
Is that
men want to provide, they want to protect.
They want to feel supported. Read the Bible. It's
okay,
right there.
But if I'm already on like 20 kilogram kettlebells and my man is still on 8 kilogram kettlebells and yeah. I know I can drop a nigga when a nigga breaks in my house, yeah. am I going to step back and say, oh, but let me let you with your 8
if
kilogram
strength? If it's a life
strength.
Or death situation, don't play games. But if you do, don't play games. Take a man down. Don't play games.
Oh,
but if
God.
We're talking about coffee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't tell him he can't provide for you.
Yeah.
When you're asking him out for coffee. Because now when you say it's my treat, you're
but
saying to him,
I'm going to take you out. That's what you're saying. So we're not allowed to take guys out.
One that you want to see romantically?
Yeah.
Don't tell what him if can't
he's
provide
taking,
for you.
What if he's taking too long to hit on you and you, so you have to hit on him because he's super shy?
Are you like, not hearing me?
No, but I'm hearing
don't
you.
Don't tell him he can't provide for you.
But then... So in the same way, I can't shella. Guys, if you want to take part in this conversation, please, on Twitter, you can just add to me _ Morake or at cliffcentral.com, at Nkuli,
SB,
that's also on Twitter. Get us on WeChat. Take part in this conversation because I cannot believe what I'm hearing here. This girl, I chat with her every day, but she still manages to shock me. What do you mean?
No, I used to do that as well. I used to be very about like I'll go to the bar and get a drink for you. And then my friends, my wonderful male friend, sat me down and was like, "But now, Nkuli, do you realize that you're now telling him that he can't provide for you? He can't even give you a simple thing like a beer from the bar. He can't do that. You've already like
you guys don't understand. The man I married is a man who, even when we were dating, was expecting me to split the bill with him. Like, that's why I'm very surprised
you
to hear this.
So at the beginning of the show,
in, there was a concert that happened. I will never forget. Jamiroquai came.
Ooh.
I didn't have the money for a Jamiroquai ticket. Mm-hmm. He did. Mm-hmm. So he went without me. True story. Still married the dude.
Like, oompa. Oompa.
But
stop knowing, don't impa.
But the weird thing is, I appreciated that independence. At no point did I feel as if, okay, this is my provider.
Yeah.
I immediately, the rules of engagement were very clear.
But you also married the boy next door. Who does that? How many people get to marry the boy next door?
Yeah.
So you guys had you don't act like you guys are the norm when you're the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
You didn't like
Duncan, I'm gonna ask as a man in the room, I'm not gonna pretend my producer's not male. Dude, Duncan, if I say I'm taking you out for ribs because I know you love your sticky ribs,
yeah,
and I say it's my treat, does that bother you?
Look, being the gentleman, I'd say, you know what? I'd pay for it. You don't have to. I appreciate your thoughts, but I'll pay for it. But knowing my bank balance at this point in time, I will gladly say yes.
Thank you.
But this is your producer and you're not trying to be romantic with him.
Okay, if I was trying to get into your pants or you were trying to get into my... Okay, if you wanted me. Okay.
I'm so confused.
If you wanted me.
Yeah.
Right?
If it was a romantic situation.
And then I wanted you to, mm-hmm. but you're trying to get in here. And I offered to buy you dinner.
I'd say let's split it so you can see that I'm in this with you as much as you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So are you saying, Nkuli, we should wait for the guy to say let's split the bill and then we can say
he's
cheap?
When did you last date? It was 2000 and what? They were still not.
When did you Zuma last was still date? The good guy. This is like Uncle Zuma was still popular.
He really was. He still had only his kids were still in teens. They didn't have to reach 20 something. So I don't understand.
Oscar was still a heap.
You are telling us rules from 10 years back.
Yeah, this shit
don't
is
be telling us things from 10 years
rough.
Back.
This is rough. So I should literally pray my relationship lasts or
just
none
pray,
of us die.
Pray.
Because it's rough out there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's not be unfair. Let's not generalize. Let's not act like all men are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes when you're married, you're like, I have to be honest. When you're married, you sit in these groups of women
yes.
who are married.
Yes.
And you all complain about exactly
yes.
the same.
same thing.
And you see us all look surprised because we're all going, but we've been perving over your man because we were convinced he's not that guy. We have all been secretly wanting to betray our friendship by sleeping with your husband.
And then you find out that he's cut from the same cloth
as the one you're sitting
That is
to.
Freaky, right?
It always used to amaze me, like sitting these groups of married women.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, I'd like look at this woman and go, were you there?
Were you in
Have
the
you
room?
Been spying on him? What is happening?
That is insane. So, you know what? You're illustrating a point that I've been making for so long. And I just always hope that every time some woman listens to this, they get together with a bunch of women.
Yeah.
And that changes something about our makeup as women.
Yes.
That we are not honest with each other about the issue we're going through.
Yeah.
We are all pretending to be such winners. Posing on freaking Instagram.
Hashtag love lives here.
Hashtag vacation. Hashtag bayhood. Hashtag, hashtag. And I feel like, yes, we're not gonna hashtag it so cuck right now.
Yeah.
But at least go hashtag we've put in the work. Hashtag working on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop making these poor single girls jump into the thing that's going to start their depression. Because right now, statistically, they are very far from being depressed.
They're happy.
They're happy
right now. Single then, ladies, you're happy.
Then you're Beyonce and Jay-Z-ing them. And then they're going, yes, I want this thing. And then they are plunged into depression.
In it, and they're going,
And then they're lemonading. Now they're drinking lemonade. They were like, how? But we were on Instagram. There were filters.
Love was living love here. Was living when here. Did love move out?
When did love start serving lemonade? What is this thing? You know, we were Bonnie and Clyde. Now I'm we are so sitting in formation. Like Beyonce. I'm so happy and sad. What day? I'm like, you know, I've never been that girl who's in so much into pop culture.
Yeah.
But Beyonce has sucked me in because I was like, Beyonce.
I've always been a fan.
I was like, Beyonce, Black Widow, these girls where, come in to my web. Yes, and then once they're in, shut the door. Now I can see all these poor girls who are now going back to all those videos of Beyonce and Jay-Z and going, but I don't
but
see cracks.
Look how happy they look.
It looks perfect. I know this song is just, and they're going, no, you know what it is? It's just a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Beyonce just wants us to buy the albums.
Yeah. Yes, and, but I'm like, and who has been in the marriage dude, understands it. Like,
all of us are going, we were wondering how long it would be until you released.
You said the real shit. And now she's saying the real shit.
Guys, I am convinced Beyonce was like, one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to an insanatorium. I'm going to sanatorium. I'm going into a place to go get my head fixed. Or I'm going to purge. I'm just going to let it all out.
Because you have to let it out.
Yeah.
You have to let it out.
Yeah.
That's why those groups of married women sit around complaining, because you have to let it out.
Yeah.
And then you go home and you're like, ah, baby, not so bad.
But it's true.
You know what? Dabby's husband did.
Yes.
Woo, baby, you're not
yes.
bad.
I was going to say, in those groups where we're sitting as women, bitching and moaning about these guys, all of us have a little bit of, thank God my men don't do that.
You know, did she say he came home at 4 a.m? My one comes home at 1.
Yeah. But it's funny, Joe. You know, women and our attitudes and how we respond to our situations, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was speaking to a guy recently who was telling me how his mother took 25 years to leave his dad. 25. And he says, you know, he only became happy after he had moved out, like, and it broke my heart, because I'm going, in marriages, you also have children. You have daughters. I have a daughter. I have
and
sons.
And you're doing it for the kids, driving your poor kids crazy.
Dude. And this dude was just talking about how he's just amazed at women's capacity.
For pain.
For pain. We really have a serious capacity.
We can be uncomfortable for a really long
time. I've sat and listened to women who talk. You know, one of the things that stuck with me was when he said, look, this dude, we knew if he leaves on, like, he'd leave a Thursday night or something. Cut Blanche starts, that's when he comes back.
Yeah.
And I said Cut Blanche is Sunday.
Yeah.
Cut Blanche, Baba. Cut Blanche.
7:30 p.m.
His mother still had the energy to be worried every weekend when that happened. At some point,
How do you not switch off the worry button?
Yes. How do you not go, how do you it's stay? Friday. Okay,
dude.
We'll see him on Sunday.
Dude.
How do you not start packing a suitcase for him?
And then you're depressed. No, my friend.
I want to start packing a suitcase. I'm like, it's Friday, baby. What's, no worry, I packed your shorts.
What's worse? What's worse is there's some lungi, some policy out there who is just wanting to love you. That's all he wants. He is full of his own cack. But he just wants to take care of you because he's seeing what you're going through.
Because I know there's
but
I
you don't want.
There.
You're happy. You're, well, yeah, you're happy.
I'm sticking
with
my
the panel beating. You'd
there's
rather
this
be
wonderful,
panel
wonderful
beaten.
Khosa word. It's nyamezela. And that's there are people always telling you nyamezela, 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 which means like hold on, you know, hold on, be strong. Mm. But then like if you look at that word carefully, look at the first three letters. What are they?
Nyame. Nya. Nya. Kak. Nya. Yeah. 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 Nyamezela. And when you take it to the Sesotho aspect of that word, nyame, you disappear. So it's literally saying, disappear yourself into the situation.
Disappear.
Be unimportant.
I was like, I ain't doing that.
Be a non-issue in this thing.
Yeah. And you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to be yourself. You have to.
Hey, this tea we are sipping is freaking strong today. Hey.
Bring in a strong tea today.
And we start this when we are dating.
What do? Oh my word!
We start this thing when we are dating. These men while we're dating that this is how I'm going to let you treat me.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you get married. Because I'm sorry, I've never read any publication that says the minute the ring goes on, there's a switch that flips in his head and the full of shitness ends.
No. Because I keep telling people like who are in relationships that whatever it is that annoys you even slightly about this man only gets bigger. It gets bigger. Yes. It gets worse.
Yes.
Who he is now, he just becomes more of when he's married because he just gets more comfortable about it.
Comfortable. Hey, let me break your thoughts. Somebody just tweeted now, Nico Khosa says, yo, I was once caught up in a situation where a guy would never reach for his wallet. After outing number four, I was like, goodbye.
No.
But see, that's why, like you said, if you look at the financial situation, if she can bless, why not? She just chose not to be a blesser.
How long is that relationship going to last?
Ish.
Yeah. How long is that relationship going to last? Because Chris Rock wasn't lying. When a woman reaches for her wallet, the other parts dry up.
Yeah. Yeah. So if the wallet is moist, everything else is dry, Baba. Oh, that is deep, Baba. But ladies, it's true. While you're dating.
Well, you can't do that when you're dating.
That's.
I went on an off. Can I tell you? I went on a disaster date.
Oh gosh, tell me. Was it a blind date?
No, he seemed like a nice enough human being when I met him at the coffee shop. Nice he enough. Seemed like normal. He seemed normal and friendly and nice.
Yes.
And I was like, of course I will. I'll have a drink with you. Yes. Of course I'll do that.
Yes.
And then because I was trying to be a lady, I was like, no, you pick the restaurant. And he picked the restaurant, and I was like,
Don't tell me
is he serious?
Food.
He wants me to go there. No, it's not a fast food restaurant. It's a restaurant people go to, but it's just so 2012.
No.
So 2012. Like, oh dear.
Wow.
So he picks a restaurant. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I should have known then.
Yes.
I should have known then. And then this person tried to then, I think, impress me by who at the beginning of the day takes out their wallet. This is what's confusing to me.
At the beginning of the day?
Yes. Beginning of the date takes out their wallet. So first of all, he arrived late.
Oh, wow.
I should have left.
Oh, wow.
Second of all, he then takes out his wallet and puts it on the table.
Yes.
And like a moron, he doesn't use cards. He had this thick wad of cash. And I was like, oh, shame. I don't know who he thinks he's on a date with. But this is not how you impress this girl.
Oh, wow. So you must feel in danger of being mugged at any point when you're walking with him in the street, basically.
I was like, what is going on?
And
who does this?
And he's looking untrustworthy because if there isn't a card to show there's a company out there that's entrusting something
then,
to you.
Then who does this? Who carries thick wads of cash and then puts them on the table at the beginning of a date?
Yo.
This is not impressive, guys.
It looks like we've just offended someone.
Don't do it.
Okay, wait. This person is saying, wait. I know my girlfriend loves me and she knows I'm on the up, setting myself up in my career. So she buys what she can. So you're saying her pussy's drying up. Yeah, if you are listening to the conversation properly, my friend, not for the sake of just being controversial and looking for something to fight about. That's not what we're saying. We're saying if you are pushing a woman Can you please explain to me what listening to this guy? Because I'm not even sure if I should justify this thing with an answer.
I don't think you justify it. I would like to say something to him though.
Yeah.
Did he not just say his girlfriend? Did he not just say loving relationship?
Yes.
Loving relationships are how you in set a relationship. Them up.
You set them up that way.
Talking about walking in.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because walking in, you don't go, hey, I'm broke and I'm on the app. Can you get all our lunches for the rest of the week until I'm... You know what I mean?
Because that's going to drive
But
you guys, you just said loving relationship. Yeah. You said she loves me.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You said girlfriend.
You guys are in it together. You're in it to win it. You're a team.
So...
I love that you still speak that way because it tells me you're not bitter. You're not those bitter divorcees.
Oh, no.
Who are like...
I still believe
angry
in love.
At, yeah. But do you still believe in the institution of marriage? Because, you know, I always said if I was to ever end it, I don't see myself doing it again. Because for me, I got into marriage believing you're in.
Yeah.
You live in a box.
Yes.
And that's when you're gone.
I mean, that was the idea. That was the idea. No one walks down the aisle going, "Oh, I can't wait to get divorced."
You know what I mean? Or until divorce or other circumstances do us part.
Yeah.
You're like, until death do us part, because that's what you're aiming for.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it ever ended for me, I don't see why I would re-enter into that. Because also it's like revisiting vows, making the same deep promise to someone else that you made to another person.
Can I tell you something
point.
Ridiculous? When I was doing my vows at my wedding, I literally stopped when the priest said, "On honor and obey." I was like, "Did he say obey?
How come the guys don't get to say they'll also honor and obey?"
I was like, "I'm not saying that to the priest." I looked at him.
Yes,
I was like,
You know what?
Honor,
but obey. But you know what? One thing I do feel is we live in a modern age, and and marriage has traveled through the ages with the different societies of that time. And I feel like in today's day and age, in the same way we've been able to switch roles where I can go out and work and my husband can take care of the children, vows cannot be different for a man than they are for a woman.
Because
it
means they're
pre-deciding our roles.
Yeah.
And when you get married, like Duncan was saying, that he's seen his mother be a certain kind of wife and his dad be a certain kind of husband.
Yeah.
That's them and their situation. This is him now with this girl. So why can we not have vows that then acknowledge that the principles are correct?
I'll do it. I will go into this whole marriage thing again.
Yeah.
I still believe in marriage. I still believe in the institution.
But
I will say very, very different vows going into it.
Yes.
I will say very, very different vows. I will be in a marriage to honor who you are, and while you do the same for me,
yes.
I will be there to support your dreams and make them mine.
Yes.
And you must do the same for me.
Aww.
And we will have to share those are the vows I want to share. I will promise to support you, but I will not promise to obey. We're going to discuss things,
know.
And that is I do believe in it, and I probably will go back into it at some point.
That is a great end to today, guys. We're not challenging love. We're not challenging marriage. We're just saying, let's deal.
Be careful what you're promising.
Let's be careful of what. Yes, exactly.
And
promise yourself
better. And stay
true
to yourself.
Amen.
And stay true to yourself.
Today, I would like to hug every man who has been there
for broken women.
Every man who's been there for a broken woman.
We love you so much.
We love you so much. My name is Tumi Marake. I was with the beautiful Nkuli Sibeko. I'm signing out, sipping tea.
This is CliffCentral.com.